Back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, Sunset Zoo is a topic here, starting things off. We've got Melissa Kirkwood joining us on the radio this morning. She's the Marketing and Development Officer, and we've been talking a lot about the summer camps coming up and the new Junior Conservation Crew summer program that's coming up. And, you know, this is exciting, too. We're going to talk a little bit about birthdays, and I remember last year a lot of that going online. We had virtual birthday parties, but the in-person birthday parties are coming back.
They are. So, you know, much like everyone, last year we had to switch all of our programming, including birthday parties, to virtual birthday parties. We are going to keep our virtual birthday party program going, but here beginning June 1st, we are going to bring back in-person birthday parties here at Sunset Zoo. That will look similar to in pre-COVID, but we are limiting capacity just like we did before, but limiting capacity to your group to about 22 kids or guests in total for that experience. And during that experience, you'll have the opportunity to have a animal painting experience. The animal will that you will be visiting with will do a painting for your group. You'll get a zoo tour. You'll have a live animal encounter at your birthday party. And then you'll have time to have, you know, time with your group to open presents and things like that. We will provide a goodie package for your birthday guests that will be pre-packaged. We have cotton candy here at the zoo. So your guests will get pre-packaged goodie bag with cotton candy. And it is an opportunity to kind of get back and have those parties that no one was able to have in 2020. And in 2021, we're looking to bring those back on June 1st.
All right. And we're talking during the break. Was there a special birthday celebrated over the weekend?
There was. We're so excited. We'll be sharing it a little bit later today. But baby Netta, which is our baby gibbon, she was born in the height of the pandemic. And I call her a she. It may be a he. We won't know until we do that physical with our vets here and at the end of April. But our baby gibbon, which white-handed gibbons are in our South America exhibit and our Asian exhibit. And unfortunately, you cannot see our gibbons right now due to construction, but they are still in their exhibit. They're all doing fine. There is a family of gibbons in our exhibit, and Annetta is the newest addition to that family. She turned one yesterday, so we had a special birthday party for her with the keepers, and we will be showing you some of that later today. So keep an eye to our social media, and I'll share that out a little bit later today. But Netta is doing just fine, and we are so excited that things like that still continue to happen here at Sunset Zoo, and our keepers are just amazing caretakers for our babies and all of our older animals too. But we're super excited to kind of celebrate those things because those are special here too.
Yeah, definitely. People love seeing stuff like that. We'll look forward to that. Of course, we got the month of May coming up here, and there's a lot of things to start planning for, including Mother's Day.
Yes. So attention, everyone. Mother's Day is coming up, and we will be doing a special promotion during Mother's Day. And moms can get in here free on Mother's Day with a paid admission. So we have partnered up with Bellis Academy here in Manhattan, and we will be announcing something shortly that you will be getting an additional little surprise from us and Bellis when you visit Sunset Zoo. So we just think that that's a great opportunity, one of the, you know, during Mother's Day to come enjoy the spring, come walk around the zoo with your entire family, but moms get in free, and we'll have a special little gift from Bellis too here at Sunset Zoo on Mother's Day. So we encourage you to come out for Mother's Day. And then I did want to mention, we do have our special events back on our calendar as well. So many people have been asking about Wine in the Wild and Brew at the Zoo, which are our Friends of Sunset Zoo events. Wine in the Wild typically had happened in June. This year, we are pushing that back a few months. We will be hosting that August 14th, which is a Saturday. So save the date there. Tickets, we will go on sale early this summer. We anticipate in June to have those available. And then our brew at the zoo, which is our beer event here at Sunset Zoo, that will take place Friday, which is a new day for us, Friday, September 10th. So Wine in the Wild and Brew at the Zoo are back, and we're excited to have those back, but they're a little different time frame than they have been in the past.
All right. That'd be like, I guess that would be an evening event then on that one.
Yes. Both events are in the evening. They typically will be starting at 5:30 for each event, and they'll go to approximately 9 o'clock or dusk. So they're fun events for the community and have been a longstanding tradition, and we're super glad to be bringing them back. Both events, the tickets will go on sale in early summer. June is what we're targeting. So keep an eye to our website, and we'll be announcing that on social media as well.
All right. Well, Mother's Day is kind of sneaking up on us. It's early this year, May 9th.
Yes, it is kind of sneaking up on us. I can't believe the end of this week is May, but here we go. Today feels like summer, and maybe tomorrow will feel like spring, but we're happy that it's nice weather and that you can come out and enjoy that nice weather here at Sunset Zoo. Our construction project is still underway with Expedition Asia, so be prepared for that when you come to the zoo, but we still have plenty of zoo for you to see while we build Expedition Asia.
And just a reminder to those listening, you're on your summer hours now, are you not?
We are. We're open 7 days a week, and we're open our full summertime hours from 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily. So come on out to the zoo. You don't need to pre-purchase tickets before your visit. You can just purchase them at the ticket window, and we are looking forward to seeing you.
All right. Sunset Zoo. It's a happening place to be right now. Of course, it was this past weekend, and it will continue to do so here as weather gets warmer and we get closer to summertime. Melissa, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, Brandon, and thanks everyone who came out this weekend, and we look forward to seeing you in the future.
All right. Sounds good. Well, stay tuned. More in Focus straight ahead here on News Radio KMAN.